The countdown clock is ticking toward the 115th annual Boston Marathon. The Boston Marathon is the oldest annual marathon, and this year it will take place on April 18th, 2011. One must meet rigorous timing requirements at a specified Boston qualifier marathon in order to run in this particular marathon. A lot of hard work and training goes into being able to endure these rigorous 26.2 miles. Today, we sit down with a few experienced marathon and half marathon runners who talk about how they train for these long races.
This is Anne-Marie Singh, and I'm at the Clear Conscience Cafe with Seth and Molly, who are marathon fitness runners, and they are going to be talking to us about their experiences and what kind of training goes into being a marathon runner.
My name is Molly Mina. I'm 25 years old. I've ran two marathons. Portland was my better time. I did it in 3 hours and 59 minutes.
Hi, my name is Seth Bertan. I'm 31 years old. I ran two marathons. My favorite marathon was Chicago Marathon because that was my first. And I had no idea what to expect.
Before I started my first marathon, I think I trained for about 6 months.
And what all went into your training? What were the different forms of exercise?
Mostly just running. I think I may have done a little swimming in there, but for most of my training, I just ran on the treadmill because it was wintertime. Besides running to train for a marathon, I think any kind of cardio is really, really important. So, like, as long as you're, you know, swimming, biking, anything, just moving around, it's really important to get that stamina up, the endurance. I think lifting is important. I don't do it very often, but if you want to be like a good runner, I think it's really important to get those leg muscles like more stronger, capable. Core is always important, yeah. Core is definitely important. I always do like crunches.
Marathon training starts with building up endurance and increasing your mileage, but you stop increasing at a certain point. Saif explains why.
The whole point is that you want to peak right during the time of the marathon, so you don't want to burn out. So if you're running like a 22-mile run a week before the marathon, you're too exhausted to recover completely at your full potential. So you need to like phase out so that your muscles have enough time to recover and then you have enough fuel in your body. What normally people would do like 3 weeks before, they will start to taper it down and then they'll try to consume more carbs and proteins so that they have enough energy reserves in their muscle. Talking about diet, I mean, I think once you start running long distances, you can eat almost anything you want, and that is the coolest thing about training for a marathon. You're almost always hungry. So I don't think there's a specific diet as such. Just your basic regular diet, maybe with increased calorie intake, and then some supplements to go along with it, whatever works for you the best. Food never tastes better.
But it takes more than food to fuel an endurance runner. Molly explains how she hydrates during her long runs.
I think it's actually tough to drink too much water. Like, it kind of, for me, it hurts me sometimes, but like you want it so bad that you end up just chugging water. But if you're thirsty during your run, you almost missed it. You really should hydrate beforehand. So during a run, we'll plant, like I used to go running with two of my friends, and we'd plant water along, and we'd probably have, like, all together maybe one bottle full each, but we'd have it, like, throughout the run. So I would say, like, a water bottle full.
I think it will be a good start to start off training by talking to your doctor first. Find out what state of health you're in at that particular moment. And again, I mean, if there's an underlying heart condition or something that you definitely want to know about before you start, especially, I mean, if you're running for long distances, it definitely puts too much strain on your cardiovascular system. So you make sure that you are in a good cardiovascular health. It never hurts to talk to your doctor before you start training for a marathon.
So that was our brief introduction to marathon training. Join us next time as we talk about injury prevention. In Boston, Massachusetts, I'm Kristen Stivers.
And I'm Anne-Marie Singh.